This painting is titled Rat Row, Old Neon, and it shows the town of Neon at its heyday of prosperity. It shows Neon back in the 1920s. There's just a lot going on. The railroad runs through town. It's just a snapshot of that world in a different time. Neon today looks nothing like this.
Adrian Swain, artistic director of the Kentucky Folk Art Center at Morehead State University, describing one of the paintings by David Lucas. The exhibit features more than 80 drawings and paintings by the Kentucky artist, spanning a period from 1976 through 2013. The majority of the artwork was created during the 1980s and early 90s and features images of everyday life in eastern Kentucky. Adrian Swain says the style and technique of David Lucas is well known throughout the folk art community.
He's got a wonderful sense of design and form. Some of the things that really particularly intrigue me are the paintings where he combines landscape and architecture, mountains with trees on them or with buildings. They're really abstract.
Born in 1948, the artist has spent most of his life in Haymond, a former coal mining community in Letcher County. His artwork depicts landscapes, portraits, and scenes of daily life in rural Kentucky. Swain says at first they might appear to be simple scenes of Appalachia, but one needs to take a closer look to truly see the artist's intent.
You see a simple subject like someone hanging clothes on a washing line in a summer. The closer you get to it and the further you look into it, the more there is and the more that makes you wonder. There's a great deal of ambiguity that comes out of it as you spend time watching it.
One of the goals of the Kentucky Folk Art Center with this exhibition was to draw attention to David Lucas and present his artwork to a broader audience.
He was known in Kentucky, but not really exposed to the world outside. All but just a handful of those paintings have sold, which means that, yes, in a sense, we've succeeded in putting David on the map, drawing attention to it and getting it out into a number of different collections where people will talk about it and value it, continue looking at it over a period of years.
And Lucas's paintings capture life in eastern Kentucky, a snapshot of Appalachia. Swain believes his artwork is an important element to our culture and heritage.
I think in time, they'll stand up as historic documents because they reflect, just like any artist's work, they reflect the artist's reaction to the world at the time in which they live. And you know, that can take many, many forms. David's work is looking at a part of life in Kentucky and the world. David looks at the world and I don't think his art particularly makes judgments, but it presents it as he sees it. So you see scenes of a world that has deteriorated, but you also see elements of life continuing with hope and pleasure in people's eyes as well in the present.
Adrian Swain, artistic director of the Kentucky Folk Art Center at Morehead State University. The center is located on First Street adjacent to the Morehead Conference Center. The exhibit will be on display through October 12th. Viewing hours are Mondays through Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there is no charge for admission. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Paul Hitchcock.